All right, Commissioner Weems, with this, that means when we had the commissioner in studio, they met the day before. Usually last week we had a little delay because of the holiday, but you met yesterday. And first kind of started out in closed session with some economic development people. Tell us, you can't divulge conversations, but did have very, you can probably mention the parties involved in that.
Well, our power suppliers, NPPD and Dawson, mm-hmm. were there, and DevCo here, Gary Pearson with DevCo, were there requesting that mm-hmm. they have a non-disclosure agreement with some of the people that are interested in these data center endeavors.
Right.
So that's why they requested that. And, you know, we were very careful not to even ask for any names because we didn't care about that. We just wanted data on, pardon the pun, we wanted information on the data centers.
Data
on the data. Mm-hmm. And to determine, you know, what perhaps we should do to put further guidelines and identify some weak points in our planning and zoning. So that's what triggered that to be on the agenda. And subsequent to that line item, we had a consideration of a moratorium. And then third, to request that our planning commission members convene mm-hmm. at the earliest time frame they can and revisit all planning and zoning regs regarding data centers, because mm-hmm. ours is kind of what I refer to as a Reader's Digest version at this point. So I think universally our board thinks we have to have more definition and identify some guidelines and borders on what we will and will not endorse and embrace. Mm-hmm. So that's in the works.
Yeah, you had the word moratorium. You talked about placing a temporary moratorium on the development and discussion about wouldn't it be better to use the word hold and place a moratorium. But when you brought that to a vote to change the language on it, you had the final vote. The other four split their votes, and it came down to you to break the tie.
Yeah.
And you voted no.
I did, because...
just explain that to the folks, what your thinking was.
First of all,
that.
I have Commissioner Woodruff voted no and hadn't really conveyed to me, or if he did, it went over my head as we had the conversation. But I have a great deal of respect for Jerry's opinion on anything and have collaborated with him over the years on a lot of things, and he's a sound thinker. Mm-hmm. So he kind of threw me a curveball by voting nay. So I went ahead and voted nay because I don't have a problem with the word moratorium. I would have to say I agree with Commissioner Wheeler that it's not a dirty word in my vocabulary, and it's not if you're a hothouse plant developer and you can't handle the word moratorium, I'm not sure you're in the right business. We're just simply people hear what they want to hear, and you can explain to them that we're not slamming the door on anybody's endeavors. We're just simply telling you that we're going to put the brakes on here and we're going to take a hard look at this before we get into the weeds and allow something that we don't think is of value to the citizens and, mm-hmm. and the community. And number one to all of us is the fact that we're going to protect groundwater at all costs, at all turns. That's first and foremost, because we're going to protect our farmers and ranchers, as
right.
I mentioned last week, and I am biased there because I am a farmer rancher. So groundwater is sacred as far as I'm concerned. So as we looked at this and conveyed a vote on that, I guess to be candid, I didn't see it as a big deal if we did or didn't put a 90-day stay, because hold or whatever Commissioner Hughley wanted to call it, because we've got a lot stronger base, even though our regs are one-page synopsis. Mm-hmm. Our attorney advises us, and he's been a good advisor on all of our regs as we developed wind and solar and soil overlays and some of the things. And mm-hmm. we've got a lot of other things in place that we can apply to data centers as well. So Commissioner Woodruff, point was, I think we've got everything in the toolbox right now to put all the regs we need on anyone's application even before we would officially revise and identify further detail in the document. So I took that to heart. And so, truthfully, Corey, I thought maybe it might be reintroduced by Commissioner Wooler as a moratorium in a motion. She declined to do so. And so I think maybe her comments reflected the fact that maybe she had some confidence that we could, in fact, modify things and not be in a compromised situation without a moratorium or a hold or whatever you want to, however you want to phrase it.
So, sure.
This is not, certainly not off the front burner at all. We all are, all but one member of the board is going to be at the county board workshops in Kearney tomorrow and the next day. And tomorrow morning, bright and early at 8 o'clock, we're going to have a four-hour presentation with a strong emphasis on data centers and planning therein. And so we're going to take the information that NACO, the Nebraska Association of County Officials, has done. They've done a lot of legwork on this. And they've gone into other communities that have data centers and discovered, you know, the pitfalls and, and you know, the pros and cons and how they might apply to Lincoln County and outstate Nebraska for other county boards and as they set rules for these. So I'm very confident that, number one, there's nobody in the weeds that's going to throw a permit up before now and next Monday. And I fully expect to put that back on the agenda as chair as a discuss and consider. We may not put one in place, but I'm going to ask it to be on the agenda for next Monday as well, after we've all had a chance to absorb all this information tomorrow in Kearney regarding NACO's legwork on data centers specifically.
Yeah.
So we'll see what that presentation brings us for additional knowledge and insight, because the one thing we all know, Corey, is there's a lot we don't know about data centers, and they're all over the gamut of scope and size and consumption of power and water, and they've all got different business plans. You know, some have a closed system, some apparently take surface water and discharge it like a coal-fired power plant would be, for example, and some use groundwater, which those are the ones that throw the red flag for all of us. So we will be back to this topic very soon, specifically probably Monday morning again.
It'll be back on the agenda next Monday.
It will.
So we'll see where it goes. I think it's good that we have commissioners that listen to their constituents, and that's the primary concern, this groundwater thing that's being conveyed. Beyond that, where they build, the effects on the soil will probably be
part of
a concern too.
That would also be a factor. That's where, you know, our soil overlays that are designed into the wind and solar developments limitations. You know, we recognize the fragile sandhills, for example, and that Valentine sand, you disturb it and you live with that for a decade. And you know, the locals know this, and they're very careful. They're good stewards of that property. So we would want any developer of anything, wind and solar, data centers, wherever they would place it, soil types will come into the consideration, I'm sure.
Do you anticipate more regulations being put in place, more specific things? I know that
your attorney mentioned
that yesterday, that it would be probably a good thing to get a little more detail.
Yes, and that's I want to tell our listeners that's forthcoming. If I have anything to say about it, we will be providing more definition, not less, to supply any potential applicants, you know, a border, so to speak, a guideline as to what we will and will not expect for the business plan. The facilities, and again, this is why we're taking a hard look at this right now, is that across the United States, these things have just literally blown up, and people are caught flat-footed. And I don't think on our own, I mean, there's a lot of smart, confident people on our planning board and in our board, and we've got good legal counsel. But, you know, you can always learn on a fast track from somebody else's mistakes. So that's where the emphasis is going to be in the next 30 days, 60 days, 90 days, is finding out what some of these other communities, how it impacted them in a positive or negative way. And, you know, we don't want to get our tidbits of information from Trash Book and all these other social media sites that, you know, anybody can get on there and bandy about what they claim is a fact, and we're going to get
most
hard data
of it's
from
not
hard information
derived from facts. Right. It's just emotion.
It is, and it's emotion driven.
Spilling out.
You know, the other thing is we're bringing the Planning Commission people in because in our system now, where we reflect the same process that the City of North Platte does, the County Board is the final adjudicator. So there's a certain, I think, a guideline for us too is that, you know, we're not seeking conversations with developers. That's not our job, because that, to me, compromises us. You know, we are a judge. So I think our Planning Commission people should be involved. They should be asking questions. They should be doing independent research. They should be coordinating research with Judy Clark, the Planning and Zoning Coordinator. I think they all should collaborate with gathering information so that we can have sound information to make our decision on how we frame this, how we limit this, how we identify what would and would not be acceptable within the borders of Lincoln County.
Mm-hmm.
So that's all, in a nutshell, that's where there's going to be a strong emphasis in the next 30 to 90 days to do that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so that was the big thing.
Yep.
You had an update by Luke from a Nebraska Association of County Officials.
Yeah, Luke Bonkowitz, and he mentioned the data center information, and
mm-hmm.
he's going to be in Kearney tomorrow, and he'll be involved in some of the presentations. And he touched on a number of legislative bills and how they're going to impact counties. And there were three, and I can't quote you chapter and verse in them, but LB 663, LB 1010, LB 1261, And I believe mm-hmm. 663 is the one that puts a shot clock.
Yes, it is.
On
yeah.
mm-hmm. confined feeding
from,
operations.
Tanya Storer,
yeah, Senator yeah. Storer, and she's a fine individual. I'm not disparaging her, so don't take this the wrong way. But you know, she assured everyone when they put this bill forward that it only pertained to confined feeding operations, but. Subsequently, the people in planning and zoning throughout Nebraska say, I don't think so. It looks to us like
mm-hmm.
that's going to apply to data centers and wind and solar and
anything else.
Anything
needs a conditional use permit.
Conditional uses. And mm-hmm. so guess what? So that's the other sense of urgency for revisiting our regs on data centers, because if we are subject to a shot clock, then we are going to put much more definition on the front line for any potential developer so that they have to meet that in their right. application, because there's a lot of things that they are allowed to just assume, or we're supposed to assume is gospel if they present a paper
yeah.
that says this is a federal guideline or this is a federal study and here's the information. We're supposed to accept that at face value
yeah.
as part of their application. So that also created mm-hmm. a sense of urgency for us. So Luke kind of recapped that, and he'll be, as I say, he'll be involved in the conversations tomorrow, and data centers will be a strong emphasis going forward. So that's what, it was a typical briefing from Luke, kind of an annual thing where they come out and visit the county boards.
Okay. Did you discuss and consider updated rules pertaining to petition circulators?
We didn't do anything as far as an action item. We
mm-hmm.
we revisited a resolution from back in 1996 where this got to be onerous, and in those mm-hmm. days we still had a three-member board, of course, and Don Fleece, Don Hawes, and our very own famous Joe Hughley.
Mm-hmm.
His signature's on this, and it paragraph B said, any signature gathering, leafletting are prohibited in all common areas and offices of county-owned buildings, including the approach sidewalks, steps, verandas, parking lots, vestibules, interior hallways. The approach sidewalks is where the sticky wicket is, because which is ours and which is public? Well, as soon as you step off the curb where you parked your car, that 36 inches or whatever it is, that's a public sidewalk. So, or and maybe it's a greater width than that. But so even though we don't want those folks down there at the south end of the main sidewalk that's on the courthouse property, we can't legally tell them they can't stand there. But they've been we've had about three different petition groups, not related to each other. And apparently, universally, they're just very aggressive and annoying and, to some degree, harassing folks. That, you know, they're hollering across the lawn and they're sprinting across to engage them in another sidewalk. And folks obviously saw them and went around them for a reason. They don't. They're not interested in signing a petition.
Yeah.
And so, we're going to have to work on a plan where we hopefully we can get voluntary cooperation from those petitioners, that we put a spot for them, and perhaps we relinquish a certain corner of the front lawn over there on the southeast corner, for example, where folks can in fact traverse into the courthouse with different routes on sidewalks and not be bothered, and still give them the constitutional right that they have to petition. To seek petition signatures. So we're going to work with that. Building and Grounds, Jerry and I and legal counsel are going to try to work that out and create an area where those people will set up shop, so to speak, put their table up and have a couple chairs and place to, for folks to stop and visit. And some people are, you know, okay with stopping and visiting, but in the past, you didn't see this as a problem, because most of the petition gatherers realize that if you're overly aggressive and obnoxious, you're turning people off of your mission.
Yeah.
And so
exactly.
The disconnect is, I'm thinking, Corey, is that some of the underlying causes that pay these folks to go out and get your signature for $10 a signature or whatever it is, they haven't done their due diligence. They just simply hired somebody that said they could handle it, and they should have set some guidelines and said, okay, by the way, I don't want you to be to the point where you're excessively obnoxious or bothersome, because you're going to turn people off of our mission, which is to get the signature and promote whatever referendum. So
Generally, most people aren't receptive to you just trying to persuade you in a very short period of time.
Well imagine
you need
going
to sign something when you.
Plus, you're going into the courthouse where you're going to give up your hard-earned money for property tax, and the last thing you want to do is stop and sign a petition. Sometimes, but some of these are related to various, tax limitation initiatives, and so some people are very willing to stop and sign, and that's great, you know. But we're just trying to strike a happy balance there. We'll see.
Kim, did you sign the right-of-way permits submitted by Viero and Dawson Public Power?
Yeah, we did. Yesterday? Those were pretty much just housekeeping.
Those are
things.
Usually slam dunks.
Yeah. You know, I would mention last week I drew a total blank, and I do this occasionally because I think I have a touch of Alzheimer's, as we were referencing earlier about your ease to remember all birthdays and anniversaries in 1 month.
Yeah.
Jana Schaefer was in last week. We signed off on the grant application through the Crime Commission for some funding for their drug intervention and counseling efforts. And I wanted to do a shout out to Jana and clarify that she is, in fact, the executive director of Community Connections here. It's a 501c3.
Mm-hmm.
It's got 10 board directors, all local folks, citizens of the community, a medical community, business community, law enforcement. And they actually coordinate, Corey, three key things in the North Platte community. The tobacco-free Lincoln County, that's theirs.
Yeah.
The mentoring, which is very strong. They collaborate with North Platte Public Schools. And there's, and of course, the substance abuse prevention is integral to that. And then the prescription drug collection program, that's also theirs. They they head that up. So, and now, since mm-hmm. Hope Esperanza has come on the scene and become a strong advocate for community improvement and the betterment of life for the citizens that need help, they are collaborating with Hope Esperanza on various substance abuse programs and mm-hmm. But Jane is just a tireless worker on that, and because they are a nonprofit, she relies heavily on government grants, and so each year we try to help her promote those. And
yep, it's great.
Yeah,
great nonprofit
great
here.
So I just wanted to mention
area.
That to her. And sometime we should have Jane on to mm-hmm. to toot their horn a little bit.
Yeah, well, we have them.
I know you do.
Once a month.
But we take them for granted, and that's why, yeah. you know, it was kind of an oversight on my part mm-hmm. because I wasn't focused on that last week, but mm-hmm. I certainly wanted to acknowledge her and wonderful things they do at Community
yes.
Kit Connections.
Finally, the Sheriff Kramer expressed the need. We got some air conditioning issues in the detention
yeah.
center, and you are going to have a special session this afternoon at 1 o'clock to address the need to fix that.
Well, you know, so. Under statute, we have to have that on as an action item, and
mm-hmm.
and yours truly dropped the ball because, you know, when you assume things, bad things happen, and I assumed it was on the agenda,
mm-hmm.
and I overlooked that, and it's been visited last week, and prior to that, it was a lot of problems with it. We did not get it on as an action item, and it has to be done ASAP. We've got a six-week lapse in getting the products, the replacement condenser, compressor, whatever all mm-hmm. components have to be replaced, and getting that into operation. And we're just functioning on a piecemeal basis on all the different pods within the jail, and there's 10 of these units.
Yep.
So we're coming into the heat season, and we, you know, it's a public safety for our residents at the jail.
You don't want the inmates
getting angry. Well, they do, and rightfully so. I wouldn't want to be in that hot house.
No.
And as
nobody
the sheriff would. Points out, yeah. you know, yeah. we're compassionate people. We run a jail, but we run it the right way.
Yeah.
And so he's got a lot of angst about it, and I had to apologize. I should have had it on as an action item. So
mm-hmm.
We're going to convene, and that's going to be the singular
item. And
funds
apparently are available.
We've
so
got funding yeah. that's in within his budget. Mm-hmm. Might not be in the same line item, but we've got money in the building and grounds that'll pay for this. It has to happen.
Yeah.
And, you know, I told you earlier, you know, you can tell people things in detail and they hear what they want to hear. Well, our building and grounds director told us a couple budget cycles ago that we needed to start replacing these roof units
yep.
because they're all the same age and they're all going to
yeah.
go to pot, and they're not the same product. So we can't just have one in a spare, you know, back room that
right.
we can throw on the roof and
right.
swap it out, because the tonnages are different CFM requirements. So
mm-hmm.
it's not quite that simple. So
yeah.
I think we hear him this time. We'll put it in the budget this year for a replacement of another unit as we go through the next three or four budget cycles.
1 o'clock this afternoon, we put a link on our website. If people want to watch that, I'm sure it's not going to be a long meeting. Just
no.
Probably pretty brief.
Your coffee probably won't even get cold, because that's all we're going to talk about. That's it.
Quick discussion and probably
yeah.
probably unanimous approval.
I foresee no bumps in the road on that one.
Okay. Commissioner Kent Weems, the chairman of the Lincoln County Board of Commissioners, with us this morning on Mugs. Appreciate it, sir, and look forward to another chat a week from today.
Thanks, Corey.
Okay.